Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Rouse's Markets Coaches Show here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network, brought to you by Rouse's. Shop Rouse's for all your holiday grocery needs. And Bobby and I just off the phone with Saints head coach Sean Payton, and joined now by the Saints defensive line coach Ryan Nielsen. Coach, thank you for the time tonight, man. We appreciate you being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Ryan, Coach, you guys, the defensive line of this team has been so good this season, and I think the single biggest reason, or maybe the single biggest change that I think I've seen out of this group, better than any other, is just the amount of depth that you guys have and the rotation that you guys are able to play with, the number of players you guys are bringing into games, and then how many of them are actually contributing is really astounding. To see just the amount of depth you guys have created on the defensive front.
You know, I think the guys that we're playing with do a great job of playing with their job, and then you put another guy in, and it's like a compliment to the guy that just was in the same position. So, for example, like you'll see Marcus and Trey Hendrickson, and Marcus will give a rush, and then Trey will work off that rush. Or, you know, Cam and Mario, and the same thing in the interior, David and Sheldon, and Shai Tuttle, Malcolm Brown. So I think the group is playing really good together and just doing their job as individuals, and that's what you're seeing as the outcome of on game day.
Now, Coach Nielsen, when you look at a player and his progression, basically a virgin in a sense where he's still learning the game. He wasn't like playing in seventh grade. He didn't even know what the hell football is, American football. David Onyemata. I mean, just as strong as a, you know what. I mean, it's just unbelievable to me in the progression of David Onyemata. And when you're looking as a scout in that crystal ball and you can see that potential and how he's grown, to me that speaks volumes for the scouting department and also you developing him and his want-to to want to be the best. How can you not be a David Onyemata fan?
You know, the guy is a tireless worker. And I think that's the biggest thing with him is, you know, he's the first on the practice field. He's one of the last guys to leave. You always see him doing the extra things, the little things. And really with David, I mean, he studies the tape. He's increased his football IQ, which has helped him a ton. But the whole work ethic that he's put in, you know, from really the off-season program and all the way through the season, you know, he's a tireless worker. And it's fun to be around. It's fun to coach guys like that. You know, it's easy to come in the room. You know what you're going to get every single day. And he practices hard, and he really tries to do it the right way.
Now, Coach Nielsen, looking at the depth, and Zach brought up the rotation. And, boy, that's a great problem to have. And you only have so many snaps in a game. But we have guys in the practice squad that has contributed in a high level in actual NFL games. Just talk about the development, how you deal with that. Throughout practice, throughout week in and week out, like with a Taylor Stallworth or Mitchell Lowen. I mean, look, these guys have played in the NFL in actual games, but now they're on the practice squad, and how you keep them motivated?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we try to do is, you know, just coach the group fundamentals and technique, and we'll have, you know, an objective for the day on what we want to get done and get better. For instance, maybe hands or feet or explosion, you know, pass rush move. And we'll really go down the line, you know, from every single player will get that repetition, and then an individual will try to get them into a team period so they can work on what we're working and just try to engage the whole group. So we're all working on fundamentals and techniques, so we're all getting better.
Coach, when you look at the Saints defensive line, the first player most people think of is Cam Jordan, and he's on pace to have his most productive season as a pro in terms of sacks. But again, yesterday, 1.5 sacks. He had 4 quarterback hits. and quite honestly, probably should have had another two sacks in that football game.
Sure.
Talk about Cam Jordan, and not only just, we all know he's a good football player, but what he kind of means to that group and what his intensity on game day does for what is otherwise a fairly young group of players.
Sure. You know, Cam is he's a great talent. You know, he can do things. His speed, his size, his strength, it's a great combination for an edge player. And he knows that. And that's the thing that, you know, Cam's confidence has grown. I've seen his confidence just, man, he's the highest he's ever been right now. And I think that's that's what you're seeing, the product of that on the field. Look, he's constantly working. Cam he's a hard worker. He really is. He puts the time in. He studies the tape. He works on the practice field. He's a great practice player. You know, he practices really hard and a practice player. And the other guys see that. You know, the other guys, you know, Cam's played in the league for 8.5, 9 years now, and he's had a lot of production. And the other guys are seeing, hey, this is how you get to be at this level. You know, you got to practice hard. You got to put the time in. In the off season, you know, you got to be every single day. We know what we're getting from Cam every day. He comes into the building, you know, he's going to be in the meeting, he's going to get his notes, and then he's going to go out on the field and he's going to practice hard. He's going to practice like it's game day, you know, and those other guys see that, and that raises the level, the competition level of the group.
Now, Coach Nielsen, the coaching fraternity, obviously, you know, it's like almost a military brat. You got to be willing to move, and from one state to the other, one city, whatever. But just talk about, because I know you got to be proud of Coach O and your background with Coach Ed Ogeron, the LSU Tigers, and how y'all cross paths, and where you're at now, and look at where he's at with LSU.
No, I'm excited for him. It's fun to see him. Have the success that he's had there. Very happy for him. You know, Coach O was my defensive line coach when I was in college, so I've known him since I was 18 years old. I still talk to him quite a bit. But look, he's put the work in. He's built this team the right way. The other thing with Coach O is, you know, he's made a couple mistakes in the past, and he's learned from it, and he's gotten better from it. And I'm excited for where he's at right now. But, look, I think the future for him, you know, and just taking one game at a time, and I know how it'll be, you know, just the next opponent. But it's really fun to see on the outside watching what he's doing.
Now, Coach Nielsen, when you look at the upcoming opponent, the Carolina Panthers, I think it's like 1-1A. I think Alvin Kamara is unbelievable. But what about Christian McCaffrey, what you've seen on him on the film? I mean, it seems like he's at MVP level.
Yeah, I think playing against Alvin, you know, day in and day out of practice, I mean, he's a phenomenal football player. There's nothing that he can't do. So that will help us going into this matchup with this team. I think, you know, Christian is a really good football player. His touches this year, you know, he's on the field, you know, just about every single snap. He's that dynamic with the ball in his hands. You know, he's extremely good and patient runner. He's got breakaway speed. And then he's good out of the backfield catching the ball. So it's going to be a challenge that we'll be up to, but he's a really good player.
Coach, where do you see Marcus Davenport at this point in his development? And how does he start turning some of these pressures? Because he's really, in terms of pressures per snap, right next, I mean, almost dead even with Cam. Cam's just finding a way to actually get the quarterback down more. How does Marcus make that transition from pressuring to getting those sacks?
Yeah, you know, I agree with you. You know, we got to finish work on the finishing of the play. You know, whether that be getting off the block, using our hands a little bit better. But these are the things that we're going to focus on towards the rest of the season, because we're seeing the same thing. Having the discussion with, you know, Marcus on finishing on the plays. I think he's gotten better every week in terms of his progression as a player. I think the biggest thing you're seeing is the guy's mentally getting better, you know, in the first year one to year two, I think that's the biggest jump. But I would agree, we got to get the finish. You know, he hit quarterback a couple times and made really good pressures the other day. But obviously, we'd love to have the sack. But he is making an impact on the game at right defensive end. Look, I continue to see him getting better, and he's playing a lot more confident. And that's what you're seeing on the tape.
Coach Ryan Nielsen in charge of the defensive line. And Coach, we appreciate the time, and I know Saints fans everywhere appreciate the job that you've done with this defensive line. It's been a lot of fun to watch them the last couple of seasons, and looking forward to this week. Good luck against Carolina, Coach.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.